Hello everyone, welcome once more to the Let's Talk podcast show. I'm your host Claudia MK, and today we're going to be talking about a very pertinent topic, a very sensitive topic: how to find yourself as a person, how to discover who you truly are. So today we're looking at the self-discovery journey, if you could put it that way. This topic is actually very interesting and very dear to me because it's something that I also experienced, and it took me a while to actually discover myself as a person. And I know there are a lot of people out there today who are facing the same dilemma, trying to find out who am I, not just wanting to keep going along with the crowd, because that was my story for a very long time. I went along with the crowd. I literally became every opinion that people had of me. If I met somebody and you're very calm somebody, I just conformed. I automatically became calm because, you know what, this person said I'm calm. They have probably seen it. So maybe that's actually who I am. You understand? If my mom was like, this child, you're so quiet, you're so obedient, you're very introverted, you like staying indoors. Oh, I just became introverted, you know, just like staying indoors. When I met my friends, they were like, oh my God, you're so funny. So I began cracking jokes more because, you know what, my friend said, I am funny. But it was very tiring because all trying to conform to all these different opinions was just like putting on a show. At the end of the day, you know deep down inside that these different people you're trying to portray, they are not you. So who exactly are you? And this question is one of the most difficult questions for some people because there isn't exactly a formula to find out who you are. There isn't exactly a formula, a laid down formula that they'll say, okay, if you do this and do this and do this, you'll find out who you are. There isn't such a thing. So I'll be sharing with you today a few things that helped me on my journey to self-discovery, on my journey to actually finding out who I am. The first thing is the scripture. It's like a manufacturer produces something, and because he knows that the intention behind which he produced that particular product may not actually be fulfilled if he doesn't educate the consumer on how to use that product, he knows that, these products you may not be able to exploit all of its potential. So he creates something called a user manual. And in that user manual, he writes down every single thing that product is expected to do, how it is expected to function, what it should do in the long run, how long that product should last, under what conditions that product would work. He puts all of that in writing and calls it a user manual. So because I had been getting so many opinions, I had to go back to my manufacturer and I'm like, Lord, what's going on? This person said I'm this. This other person said I'm this. What did you actually create me for? Who exactly am I? So while going through scriptures, I began to discover a lot about myself, about why I was created, about who I am, about my position, about how dear I am to my manufacturer, to my father, to God Almighty. And it actually gave me a sense of confidence and reassurance. I wasn't useless. I wasn't good for nothing, as I thought. I wasn't just someone acting out scripts, many scripts based on people's opinions. I actually mattered. I was actually created for a purpose. I was actually meant to do something great. I was actually a part of a bigger picture. And it was so amazing to discover that. It was so beautiful. So I didn't have to follow every single opinion that I saw out there. I didn't have to conform to everything people said I was. I had the user manual in my hand. I understood what my manufacturer created me for, and that was so amazing. It was so beautiful. It gave me a new sense of confidence, new sense of motivation. I was really motivated. The second thing that helped me in my journey of self-discovery is actually examining myself. Many people don't get to do this. They don't get to, you know, just sit back and say, how have I lived? How have I been living? How do I behave? How do I react to circumstances? Am I a good person actually? Please be honest with yourself. You can lie to everyone else, but deep down you know the truth. So by doing an honest evaluation, you can actually figure out, you can actually identify those things which are working and those things which are not working in your life. So I had to sit back and examine myself. I noticed I wasn't this outgoing person that my friends thought I was. I was more of a calm person. I liked staying indoors. I liked my personal space. I didn't like cracking jokes, but I liked listening to them. I had to do an honest evaluation. I discovered I loved to be appreciated for what I did, and somehow that was a disadvantage because I kept waiting for people to validate my efforts. And when I didn't get that, sometimes I would not embark on certain projects if I don't get validated. And that was a very terrible attitude. It was so bad because I literally killed so many amazing projects I would have pulled through with just because I was trying to get that validation. I found out I procrastinated on stuff a lot. There were so many amazing things I wanted to do, but you know, I'll just feel lazy and say, you know what, I'll do it some other time. I discovered I made a lot of excuses. I kept blaming others for what was not right in my life. I had to actually be honest with myself in that evaluation. And it was terrible because I didn't like the person I was. I definitely didn't like the person I was. So after this evaluation, what next? I had to start mentally creating a picture of who I wanted to become. I didn't want to become a lazy person. I didn't want to become somebody who blames others for whatever was not right in their life. I wanted to be someone who took responsibility for what is happening. I wanted to be a strong-willed lady. I wanted to be successful, to be great, to achieve good things. And who I was at that moment was nowhere near who I wanted to be. So then the most important question of all, how do I become who I want to become? That's it. Once you're able to identify who you are, you're able to actually bring out a picture of who you are right now and identify your weaknesses, identify what you don't like and what is happening, which is right. I mean, there has to be positive and negatives. Identify those good things that you want to keep and identify the negative things you definitely want to do away with. Once you're able to bring out that picture, you have to now create a mental picture of who you want to become, of everything you want to become in the nearest future, of your best self. If you were your best self, how would you be? Create that mental picture and then ask yourself the most important question, how do I become this person? You have to start probably disciplining yourself in order to do away with the bad habits that you have and assimilate new and better habits. You have to probably change, work on your attitude. You probably have to start reading books about the person you want to become. You probably have to start learning skills and taking small steps every day in order to get to where you want to get to. You probably have to start attending seminars, listening to messages. But I think what worked for me most was the aspect of discipline. It worked like magic. I had to put pressure on myself to do the things that I needed to do, irrespective of how I felt about it. And it was extremely difficult. It's like the video I watched about an eagle some days back. And in that video, the narrator was trying to explain the process that the ego goes through in order for it to be rejuvenated, in order for it to come anew. And he said something. He said, for an ego to, when he reaches a certain age, the ego has to decide whether he dies or rejuvenates itself to become anew. And if he decides to rejuvenate himself, he has to go through a very painful process. He has to he has to crush its beak. He has to pull out its claws, and he has to start pulling his feathers. And his feathers have to grow. The new feathers have to grow in. New claws have to grow in. New beaks. The new beak has to grow in. And all of that takes a very, very, very painful process. It takes a very huge, it takes a certain amount of time, and it's not a very easy task to perform. But the ego does it regardless, because it's the only way for it to rejuvenate itself, to become like a new ego once more. It is a necessary, painful process. So sometimes on a journey to finding yourself, there is a necessary, painful process that you have to go through in order to actually get to that person you want to become. There is a necessary process of pruning, of taking away, of cutting away from your life those things that you don't want, those bad habits, bad friends, things that are not exactly propelling you towards the kind of person you want to become. And of course, I do not claim that these tips are going to automatically solve all the problems in your life and automatically just give you that clarity. But purpose and self-discovery is a journey. Take it one step at a time. And I hope this helps you just like it helps me. Thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed day. Until next time, bye-bye.